In the Haines Assembly's quest to generate more borough revenue, nonprofits are in the spotlight. Right now, nonprofits are not required to collect sales tax on products they sell. The Assembly Finance Committee explored changing that at a meeting this week.
Our current policy is nonprofits don't pay any sales tax when they go to a store, and they also don't collect any sales tax when they sell things. And the question for the Finance Committee is, do we want to change that, or do we want to keep it the same?
That's Assemblyman Tom Morfitt. The borough is currently relying on its healthy fund balances to cover budget deficits. Morfitt says he wants to find strategies for the borough to rely less on its savings. During the discussion, the question of fairness kept coming up. Why should consumers not have to pay sales tax on goods sold by nonprofits when they do on for-profit products?
There's restaurants that say somebody has a fundraiser every night. A nonprofit has a fundraiser every night in this town for a meal. And that's great for those organizations. But that's also, you know, we're taking bites out of business sometimes with these nonprofits, and we're asking, at least when that happens, that they pay into the common coffer the same amount as a business would.
But interim borough manager Brad Ryan said if nonprofits were required to collect sales tax, the logistical and administrative burden might be prohibitive. He said it would be simpler to have nonprofits pay sales tax on purchases they make in the borough.
I sell something as a nonprofit, or if I run the Haines Hospice, why wouldn't, if I was Haines Hospice, I'm not selling anything anymore. It's a donation. Everything's a donation. That's what I would do if I was hospice. I wouldn't sell anymore. And it's the same with, like, you run a fundraiser, you charge $12 to go eat pizza and watch a movie. A lot of people come in and just say, well, here's $20. Well, now what do you do?
Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer also questioned the focus on nonprofits' collection of sales tax. She said if the idea is that nonprofits should contribute more to the borough's bank account, the Assembly should revisit exemptions that shield nonprofits from paying sales or property tax themselves.
We're not asking the nonprofit to pay sales tax, but we're asking any consumer who supports a nonprofit to pay sales tax. Is that the difference between these two things? So you're, that's where I don't see the benefit of this much detail in a tax structure for this minor of a thing.
The borough's sales tax is 5.5% in the town site service area. Outside of town, it's 4%. Sales tax makes up more than a quarter of borough revenue, a projected $3 million in the next fiscal year. The committee didn't come to a clear answer. Morfitt and Ron Jackson said they would work with the borough finance director to flesh out a proposal and then invite nonprofits to voice their opinions on it. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.